Welcome to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with the story of March. The month of March was named for Mars, the Roman red god of war. His is a sad story, one of a once gentle vegetation god who was conscripted by the Roman Empire to glorify its imperial expansion and justify its domination of the tribes of Europe. Mars had been the child of Rome's mother goddess Juno and became her son and lover. He was the green man, Mars Silvanus, Mars of the forest, and he embodied spring and the seasonal greening of the land. By the end of the summer, he was transformed into the dying god as he became the harvest. At his death, he entered the other world to await his rebirth in spring. There were many such dying gods in mythology, like Osiris, the sun lover of the Egyptian goddess Isis, and Adonis, the sun lover of Aphrodite, who seasonally died, were resurrected by the goddess, and returned each spring to cover the land with green. Although Mars Silvanus was a green god, he, like other dying gods, eventually became a red god, covered in blood. The story of how this happened reflects the historical transition from gynocratic societies, where women and men governed their communities together, peacefully, to patriarchal regimes, where men, warriors, and gods ruled by force, subjugating goddesses and women. Red blood was an essential part of this story. Blood is the essence of life. We all have blood flowing in our veins. Women bleed naturally each month as part of their fertility cycle, and blood is naturally part of the process of giving birth. But men only bleed when injured. For a man to bleed is a cause for concern. In the new world that was developing, gods were now claiming the power to create life themselves, to create blood, to bleed without dying, like women and goddesses. To reinforce this unnatural power, patriarchal societies invented gods that bled. And so the old dying gods became bleeding gods, like the Persian god Martyra, from whom we get the word martyr. These gods bled because they allowed themselves to be flayed, skinned alive. Flaying made their bodies red with their own blood. They sacrificed themselves to themselves, and in that way giving themselves rebirth, thus eliminating the role of the mother goddess and taking the power to create life for themselves. The new Mars became a war god, not a sacrifice god, for now he could shed other people's blood instead of his own. No longer a leaf-garlanded vegetation god, Mars donned a breastplate and helmet. Instead of a sickle for harvest, Mars now carried the shield and spear of battle. Instead of the caressing hand of the goddess and the companionship of the land and nature, his retinue now included fear, dread, alarm, discord, and terror. Imperial Rome made Mars the red god of war because it no longer needed a green god of vegetation. Mars was essential to its voracious conquest of Europe, the Mediterranean, and northern Africa. Mars became so important, the red planet was named for him, and the second day of the week, Mardi in Latin, and the month of the Roman New Year, March. While in earlier times, Mars Silvanus marked the start of the new cycle with burgeoning green, now Mars, the red god, celebrated the start of the new year with blood sacrifices. I sometimes wonder, as the earth prepares for spring, if Mars wished he could return to the old ways of Mars Silvanus and wash his hands of blood sacrifices and don once again the green cloak of the vegetation god and become his old self, the green man of the forest. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.